Five, we shouldn't be out here. The wizards told us that the overgrown smelly forest around the base of the tower is dangerous.
Don't be a wimp. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, what's the worst that could... Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah. It sounded like,
clapping ass cheeks.
Guys, did you see that warning poster back there? It could be...
The dummy thick man!
Oh shit, let's get...
Welcome to Shark Select.
Ready? Here we go. Oh, you alright, Stu?
Yeah, just saying, mate. You getting your gear out your throat.
I've got it. Ryan, to be fair, fucking Ryan put it in there, didn't he? I was going to get it out. That, though. You just go, Right, here we go. Here we go.
Pupil.
We got to love you, sir.
Alright, Hermione, chill out. Right, here we go. Hello everyone, and welcome once more to Shark Select. It's the gaming podcast equivalent of being self-isolated for a week with Stew. Which is a horrible thought, I'm sure you will agree. I am your host, as ever, Winstolf, and I am joined, also as ever, by those beautiful boys. It's Ryan.
Hiya.
And it's Stew.
Hello.
How are we doing, boys?
Good. Right. Apart from...
Go on.
You say, you know the lack of hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the wizards gave me some to try, and I don't think it's actual hand sanitizer.
Oh, it's not suspicious fluid, is it?
Mm.
Fuck's sake, Fenrig. You're like this is, don't you? After Ryan's tirade last week about them not being real again. They're starting to step up their
you
offensive.
You fucking said they were the same person last week.
Do you know what they did to me? They put the meat staff somewhere.
All three of them?
Yeah, at once.
Just to prove it, yeah.
Like it's you know, like Morris dancers where they clack their sticks together. Mm. They did that, but in my ass.
Have you seen how many fucking toilet rolls have got in the top of the tower as well?
Oh, they're ridiculous. They've been panicked by it, haven't they? He keeps saying that he summoned them, but as he fucked, they're all like Tesco's own. He's blatantly just been out and bought them. But he says he doesn't go to supermarkets. He says it's where peasants go, but I think I know what he's up to. Not artisanal toilet rolls, are they, Fenrig?
Artisanal toilet rolls?
Yes, handmade by a monk on top of a mountain. In the Himalayas. Anyway, let's get to it. So, let's start off by telling people where you can find us on the internet. Best places, of course, on Twitter, at ShartSelectPod. It's run by Stu. Any good memes this week, Stu?
Yeah, I had a couple of ones. Most of them are visual.
Oh, really? I saw some good meme pictures.
Yeah.
I did see one.
Oh, Has pretty good as well.
Oh, Has from Grief, our friend's Grief Burrito.
Yeah, I asked him if he'd heard of Chocon. And he's like, oh, yeah, send me a link. And I said, Chocon my ass.
Hey! Fucking Bants, that is. Hashtag banter. yeah. Good old Grief Burrito. They put up with a lot from us, don't they? Well, because they love it, though. So yeah, on all of the socials, we are also Shark Select. So that's Instagram, YouTube. I think we're still on TikTok, but I don't think we do it with it, do we?
Not for a long time.
I think it's because we're too old. I think you have to be young to do TikTok, don't you?
Yeah, they stopped promoting us on it. They were like, the first couple were like, give us a little boost, and then it was like, can you boost this? It's like, it's not really TikTok worthy anymore.
They might have seen our age and gone, what, they're in their 30s? Nah, fuck them off.
Sad cunts.
Yeah, who are these on TikTok thinking they're cool? They'll be on bloody Snapchat next.
Snapchat's still alive?
I think so, yeah. What about OnlyFans? Should we get an OnlyFans?
What, are you going to get your knob out?
Don't be... Stu, don't be crude. It'd be us three doing tasteful nudes.
Yeah, gooch shots.
Yeah. Tasteful gooch shots, but with just like a pineapple over your genitals. I think it'd be quite good.
Bare gooch.
Yeah, bare gooch.
It's going to be a hazelnut for me.
Obviously, maybe melon.
Craig can just use his jeans button again.
Oh god, this is getting pure rail. Right, okay, move on. Obviously, iTunes/Apple Podcasts. If you want to give us a nice review on there, it makes us more powerful. Gets to a point where we maybe one day we can overthrow the wizards and get rid of them. Ryan will be happy with that day. Yeah. Doesn't like them wizards. We're also on Spotify. You can find us on there. What's the deal with Spotify? Is it like an algorithm thing? How does it work?
The more followers you get, the more chance of getting like featured on their like recommended podcasts and stuff.
There we go then. So come on. Get on there, follow Shout Select, let's get us featured. Also, we are of course now on Patreon, as was mentioned a couple of episodes back now, I think. It's all nice and affordable. Please, if you're able to and you want to, of course, chuck a few dollars the way of these poor little shoe shiners so we can buy new equipment and things like that. All money goes back into the podcast.
Shiny shoes, Governor.
Oh, sweet shiny shoes, Governor. And of course, we will always be ad-free because fuck that shit. We won't get adverts for Compare the Meerkat on Earth, do you?
No, that fucking cunt.
Fucking meerkat. And of course, we should probably say hi to our patron. Patrons? Patrons! And I think we should probably name them as they appear on Patreon as well, shouldn't we? Probably the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
So, who've we got on Patreon, Ryan?
What's asking me for?
Because you've got it open on your phone.
That's Sam and Chris Price.
Thank you, Sam, and thank you, Chris Price.
Sam is a charter. Chris Price is a intern wizard.
Wow. Intern wizard. Thank you very much, guys. You are both equally beloved in our eyes because you are generous and kind and you are funding our podcast.
He's got an apartment building, apartment higher up in the Wizard's Tower than we have.
Well, it's not difficult because the wizards hate us and just make us live in a shed. So we're getting money from our loyal listeners because they like our material and they're benefiting from it more than us.
Yeah.
God damn it. Fucking wizards. Right. Okay, then. So with that bit out of the way, let's launch into voted by the people, favourite part of the podcast. It's Ryan's surprise, isn't it, everyone? It's Ryan's surprise. It's Ryan's surprise. He's gonna put the needle in my eyes.
What? It's a good job I've done some prep work. It's only Ryan's Music's Challenge 4.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Now, it's pretty easy one, actually, because I was really struggling. I thought, fuck it, these will do. But there's the tiebreaker at the end. It's something straight from hell, and that's all I'm going to leave it with.
All right.
So are you ready? What's your buzzer noises?
Oh. That's me. What was that, Stu?
My buzzer noise.
We'll do it again. Okay, yeah. So you're, and I'm, oh.
Oh, you're stealing Stuart's one this time. Which I thought one? You were,
uh-uh. Oh, yeah, that's me, yeah. Uh-uh. I'll be, uh-uh. Why that?
All right. So here we go. Here's the first one. Ooh.
Idea,
it's not quite
racing,
is it? No, it's not.
Uh-oh. Is it Battletoads?
Nope.
Yeah, what is it?
Chuck Rock.
Chuck Chuck.
Chuck Chuck.
Chuck Chuck. The world's greatest caveman.
Yeah.
I remember Chuck Rock. Yeah, that was well good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely.
Stuart. That was Stuart.
Shit.
Too slow there,
Craig. Shit. It's Sonic 1 Cave Zone.
Wrong.
Sonic 1 Cave Zone.
It's Sonic 2 Mystic Cave Zone.
That was pretty close, though. That's
pretty close. That was pretty close.
Give Stu half a point and me a full point. Fucking well stole that.
Here's the next one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit house.
That is Oblivion.
It's Oblivion, yeah.
Main theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. In your face, Stu!
Who got the first one? None of you. So you're 2 points to Stuart's half a point. It's all to play for.
Uh-oh. That's Rock and Roll Racing, main menu theme / Bad to the Bone.
Finally, right, so I presumed it was going to be a tiebreaker, but it's not. But if you can get this first, Stu, you'll win.
What?
I've decided, yeah.
Oh, come on!
It's because...
Come on!
Because...
Fuck!
It's an a cappella theme of a famous song, but I'm playing it in reverse.
Oh, my God.
So it's a cappella reverse of a level, so I want the game and level for you to win, Stu. Here it comes.
A fucking glue.
Chemical Plant Zone Sonic 2.
It was, yeah.
Fucking destroyed your shit.
I found that and then I was like, oh, maybe I should just change them all to a cappella songs. And I was like, nah, that's for next week.
Yeah. So there we go. I rinsed Stu on that. Rinsed him.
Rinsed like a whore.
What?
What?
That's a strange turn of phrase.
What is? I didn't say it, did I?
Someone did. Yeah, I've destroyed you, Stu. What's the prize, bro?
Nothing. No prize.
Not even respect.
Just bragging rights till next week.
That's fine. I'll take that. Bragging rights. Right. Okay then. Ooh. Hello. Microphone just reared up in my face like a brachiosaurus. So next up, it's time for... well, that's the main feature, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, yeah. Unless there's anything else around the room you want to mention, or like you do, and anything changes.
Let's see if
anything's changed. Just moving the microphone a tiny bit and you have to mention it.
Let's see if anything's changed.
Fuck!
It's, like... It's exciting! Ryan's got his phone out. Okay. Ryan's wearing his jumper with the zip in the sleeve again, like adventurer.
Right, just fucking carry on.
All right, you asked me, I'm doing it. I'm ready for the challenge. In those cases, it's time for the main feature, the main part of the podcast, the guts, if you will, of this machine. This week, what are we talking about, Stu?
My favourite levels or maps from single-player games.
You got it, my friend. That's the favourite, yeah, levels, maps, missions, whatever you want to call them. We're talking about them today, and we've got a big old list, and of course... Well, we'll get into the second part of the list later. But let's start with the ones we've got, shall we? Who wants to go first? What's the name of the level that they like?
Metal Gear Solid 2, the boat.
Yes.
AKA the only part where you play is Solid Snake.
AKA the good bit.
Yeah,
yeah, the only bit that I played.
Yeah, well, it's the oil tanker. For the PS2, the graphics on it were fucking mad, weren't they?
Mm.
Like the rain coming down, you can watch it all... hitting the surfaces and stuff. It's fucking well good.
Mm.
Watch your snake run up and downstairs in that weird way he does.
Yeah, he had that spinning, jumping roundhouse kick as well, didn't
he? Yeah, it was an upgrade from Metal Gear Solid, wasn't it? It's like, fucking hell. And you could go to the bar and you could shoot all the cups and bottles.
And melons, yeah.
And ice slid across the table. And it's like, fucking hell, this is well good.
Yeah, even the ice melted.
Yeah. The thing is, most modern games don't have that level of detail. It's like...
No, it's just Kojima again, isn't it?
Kojima went all out, didn't he, on that one? He smeared his lipstick all over him, let me tell you. If he could now, though, if he could go back in time and remake all those games, he'd recast Solid Snake as Norman Reedus.
Probably would, yeah.
Reedus Snake.
That's the next one, that is.
Or Solid Norman.
Solid Norman.
So, yeah, the oil tanker was really good. And then, of course, there was the twist that happened at the end of that level. I'm going to spoil it because it's a fucking old game. And then you had to play as some little gooch called Raiden for the rest of the game.
Yeah, yeah, with his bleached blonde hair and...
He spent all his time complaining and whinging. He was the opposite of Snake, wasn't he, really? But apparently he did that just to wind up like people who don't like anime.
What was it?
Made the main character an anime boy, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Kojima! And that's what he did. True story.
Weird, though, isn't it?
Like we say,
felt betrayed by him, yeah.
So it was still pretty good. It was still a good game, but it lacked Snake, didn't it?
Yeah.
Until he showed up as Pliskin. It's like, come on. Could this be any more obvious? Right, okay. So, Stu, do you want to name one next?
Yeah. No Russian from Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, the famous controversial level. Which, go on, Stu, talk the listeners through in case they've not heard of it before.
So, No Russian basically sets off the events of Modern Warfare 2, where you basically an American, is he FBI or Secret Service or
I
something?
I think he's CIA, isn't he, as I recall?
Yeah, undercover as a Russian. Is it Makarov?
Makarov!
Yeah, isn't it?
And you have to basically shoot up an airport. You get told to not speak in Russian. Basically, you're getting framed.
Yeah, they're setting up the Americans to attack on a Moscow airport, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gunning a load of people down, and at the end they kill you, don't they? They play a character and leave you there. So then, after all the murders, they find
an American there.
Dead American.
Yeah. And it was controversial, of course, because you were gunning down civilians as they were running away from you. But I always play, like, because I always get too into these games and think it's real. I played it too realistically, and I just fired over all their heads to make it look like I was killing them.
But at no point in that level does it tell you to shoot the civilians.
No, exactly. Exactly. It's like, you're a CIA agent, you're a good guy, right? You're not going to go and shoot a load of civilians.
No, but you don't even have to.
Exactly.
Don't even have to shoot anything.
It's that kind of leaves it down to the player's choice, doesn't it?
I kill everybody.
Of course, if you're Ryan, you'll kill them anyway. Because Ryan hates Russians.
Even the ones crawling away.
Ryan doesn't really hate Russians, he's just a psychopath. But, that was a...
Yeah, I just thought, you know what they should have called the level instead?
What?
Is Undercover Russian.
Yeah, you should have done. So there we go. That was Nordashen. For me, I'm going to go with... Ooh, which one should I talk about? Voiced. I'm going to talk about... Very classic level from way back in the day. It's Green Hill Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog, isn't it? It's nice and lovely to look at. It's got lots of greenery, as the name suggests. It's got lots of loop-de-loops. It's like a nice, fast, easy level to get you started, isn't it? So it's a lot of firing you through pipes and jumping over those little ladybirds with little wheels. What are they called, Stu? Chug-alongs?
No, they're on Sonic 1.
Yeah, oh, they're the little pink fellas with the...
With the claw hands.
Yeah.
Not, I was thinking of the Humble Moto Bug. And of course it had that legendary music, which I'm sure we've discussed in our music episodes.
Yeah.
Do you want to sing it for me, Ryan?
Nope.
Aw, please.
I would do, but I've got Starlight Zone stuck in my head at the moment.
So. Oh, fair enough. I'll sing it then. He goes... like that.
You know what? Speaking of a cappella from earlier, I think we should do an a cappella of a song.
A cappella called intro?
Yeah.
My God, that's a genius idea.
The three of us could do that, can't we?
Yeah, we could get Stu to provide the like the sort of deep bass noises in the background.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, you could be the baritone, and I could be the tenor. It'd be a beautiful thing, Ryan. Yeah. Anyway, who wants to mention the next one then?
What about the favourite best single player level ever? It's the Clockwork Mansion from Dishonored 2.
Yeah, baby. Which we spoke about briefly a couple of episodes back. But go on, go over it again, Ryan.
It's a Clockwork Mansion, isn't it?
Fucking hell. One day you'll get the hang of this podcast thing, Ryan.
Depending on what you're doing, the level changes around you.
Yeah.
Like it's like dining room, and then it'll just turn into something else, like whatever. So it's always moving.
Yes.
And there's people around there, and it gets quite intense because you're trying to find some guy and he knows where you are.
Yeah, because the first time I played it, I walked straight into his trap. Couldn't see there was a way around it. I thought it was part of the story. Then the second time around, I realised there was a way around it. And it's like, oh, fucking hell. Yeah. And the game just responds to it like, yeah, all right, cool. Let's roll with this.
Yeah.
It's very clever. It's, what's his name? Kirin Jindosh, wasn't it? In his Mansion of Doom. You have to rescue... The worst part of that level is when you have to rescue... Sokolov from that fucking maze. And there's a clockwork soldier in there with you. I fucking hate those clockwork soldiers when you're being a ghost drill.
Turn the maze off anyway and just go walk out.
Yeah, I did at the end, but it's the clockwork soldier fucking gave me the spookies. Didn't like him. You walk out going, pizza, I think this one. To itself, robot talk. But yeah, very good level. Well worth a play. Dishonored 2. All right, who wants to do the next one?
Go on, I'll do one then. The warehouse and Tony Hawk's one.
AKA. The most iconic Tony Hawk's level ever, possibly.
Yeah.
That has been remade by some bloke on Satisfactory.
Of course it has. Of course it has.
And then I sent a video to you, didn't I? And it's got him driving around on the factory car instead.
With
doing all the ramps and stuff.
Were they listening to that song? Was it Superman?
Superman, yeah.
This is Superman in the background. Yeah, that's well. I remember that game. I started off so crap at it, and then I played it so much I got really good at it. But I went back to try and play Tony Hawk's 2 a while back on the Dreamcast, and I was crap at it again. Like I don't know where my skill went. It just disappeared.
Ryan got a certificate in high school for that, didn't you?
Yeah,
it
is, yeah.
For playing Tony Hawk's?
Yeah, Tony Hawk's champion, yeah.
Your high school's awesome. I mean, we got caught playing video games in our high school, they'll chop our hands off. And parade us in front of the headmaster whilst he spat on us. True story. For my next one, then, I'm going to go for the first couple of levels of Oddworld Abe's Odyssey, which was Rupture Farms and the Free Fire Zone, because I remember it's like, the first time, if you ever play that game for the first time, being introduced to those puzzles was like, what the fuck? Like, really technical timing puzzles and little logical puzzles, like possessing the slig guards and using them to do stuff. And if you're doing a 100% rescue run, there's loads of Madokans hiding in the shadows and you don't even know they're there. So every screen you walk onto, you have to say, Ewo. And then someone goes, Ewo, back again from the shadows. It's like, ah, got you, little bastard. And then when you get to the Free Fire Zone, it's like, it's just a really beautiful looking level. Like everything's sort of in shadow because it's dark and just the moon's out. And it just looks really cool. So that's my next entry just because I really love those levels.
Nice. I just want to return back to Karnaka for the second time.
Let's do it.
Dishonored 2. It's I'm pretty sure the level's called A Fracture in Time, but I'm not sure.
It's either A Fracture or A Crack in Time, isn't it? It's one of the two.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Fracture because Crack sounds a bit rude.
Lols!
Ass cracking time.
Yeah.
Ass crack.
It's the one where you have to go to another mansion, but it's not a clockwork one, it's just an old decrepit one, to rescue some bloke, I can't remember his name now.
Oh yeah, he was like the head of industry, wasn't he?
Yeah. He didn't have like a coal farm or something, I don't know, coal mine.
Yeah, the mine, yeah, that's right, because all the dust from the mines had blown all over the level, and it was all derelict looking.
Anyway, so you have to go there, but you've got this timepiece, which you can turn it on, and where it's like shards of glass, and as you look through it, it goes back in time, like 20 years.
Yeah.
So you can see it all. So you can have a look, and you can see people moving about, going about their business, back in time, and then you can go there, do something, and then go back to the present, and then things have changed.
Yeah, it's very clever. Say again, really clever level. Because if you do certain things, you can change the entire level, like you said.
Yeah, or the entire ending.
Yeah, very clever that level is. That heart, that timepiece you use, has got the power of share because you can turn back time. Oh, come on. Well, someone made an ass crack joke a minute ago. This is about the standard for today. We're hitting all the low points. I mean, high points. All right. Which one? Do you want to talk about what you do, or do you want me to talk about one?
I'll talk about one. The weird fracture level in Titanfall 2.
Yes, which was a very clever level, wasn't it?
Yeah, where it's manufacturing some like prefab city or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Start with a firefights like in the middle of like a city being built around you by these big, massive, huge, like factory robot things.
Oh yeah,
and you have to free run between houses or for the angles.
Yeah, so there's one bit where it like goes upwards, like so like the ground becomes like a wall.
Yeah,
and the floor becomes like the wall of a house. So you have to like go vertically up a house.
And then quickly climb back into it again as it levels out so you don't fall to your death.
Yeah.
No, it's very clever. Isn't there a massive firefight you have right at the very end when it all gets put together?
Yeah. Yeah, it all gets put together and it fires loads of, like, those, like, little Jippo mech things at you.
Yeah, chunky robot boys. That was a good level, that was. Very clever. Titanfall 2 is a really good game, to be fair.
Yeah, it's got the time travel, hasn't it?
Yes, there is a time travel level. It's very similar to A Fracture / Crack in Time, funnily enough, right? But in the sci-fi sort of way. And the end of that level's good, but I won't spoil it in case someone's played it before. But yeah, Titanfall 2, really good single-player game. And multiplayer was probably good too.
Multiplayer was really good. Being what's it called? The Scorcher. The big, thick one. He's my favourite.
No surprise there. The thick robot, Shart Select's favourite. Who would have thought it? Yeah, that was a really good one, to be fair. I did like that one very much, very much. I'm going to go with an iconic level. It's an easy level compared to what's to come. But as far as, like, changing the industry is concerned, M1, E1 from Doom. Yeah, exactly. You've got that music. Yeah, that's the one. Just the say it's just sort of an iconic first level, isn't it? Running around braiding soldiers, which is what, oh, when you kill him. Oh, that hurt my throat.
That's a good one, that was.
Thank you. Couldn't do it again. Jesus.
I think it was that level where I did pretty much the whole level, and then you go through a door, and there's a fucking pinky stood behind it, and I shit myself.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Doom. Yeah, pom, pom, pom.
I think you remember crying as well with that.
Remember him crying?
Yeah, Stuart crying and that.
I think it was crying.
It did. That pole demon came out and you're like, ah, and started crying a little bit.
Yeah, sounds about right. I cried in the film when the pinky had a little wheel.
Oh, he had wheels, didn't he? Yes.
And it was, what's his name from Guy Ritchie films?
That guy, yeah.
What's his name? Dexter Fletcher. So Dexter Fletcher's turned into a pinky now.
That he had a little wheel and he had his wheel cut off, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. The only good thing in that film was Dwayne The Rock Johnson all of a sudden turning evil.
Yeah.
Oh, and then putting some rebar around his hands and being able to punch people across rooms.
Yeah.
Because that's how that works.
But
that's physics for you, that is it.
Yeah. At the start, he was like, we leave no man behind. This is a rescue mission. And by the end, he's like, nah, just fucking kill them all.
We kill them all. We kill them all and let God sort them out.
All right, Scorpion King, have you had enough? Fucking hell.
God stole that line from Apocalypse.
Did.
A.K.A. the Bruce Willis PS1 game.
Yeah.
What okay.
A game that was.
It was. I only played the demo, but it seemed pretty cool. Right, who's next?
I'll go with the Long Night of Solace from Halo Reach.
Which level was that one? Remind me.
So you have to retake over on his sword base again that you lost in the first level.
Yep.
So you charge down the beach, you take that, and then it turns out there's actually a spaceship there.
Oh, okay.
Then you have to use the spaceship to go into space.
Oh, shit.
And then you take over a Covenant carrier, take over that, and then you put a fucking bomb on it, and then you have to send it back to the one of the big ships.
Blow it to shit.
Yeah. So it goes back to a few of them, so one of the massive Covenant carriers, whatever they're called. And then as it's going back, you all leave it, except for George, because he has to trigger it manually. So he kills himself.
He sacrifices himself. Yeah. Was that the mission where you fly the fighters as well in space?
Yeah.
I remember that mission.
And then, after all that, you blow it all up, you celebrate it, and then all of a sudden all these other Covenant ships come in, like 20 or 30 of them, and you're like, oh, fuck.
That's the classic Halo twist, though, isn't it? It's like, you think you've won, here's more baddies. It's like, oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's a good level. Really good level.
I always hated the brutes in Halo games. They were pains in the ass, they were. Especially the ones with the big hammers. If you got to do it, it was like, fucking kill it quick. Remember how... Do you remember the hammer in multiplayer for like, winding up trolls?
Trolls?
Yeah, trolls. In multiplayer.
Oh, that's when we made that kid cry, wasn't it, with the hammer?
just to put a bit of context on that kid was being horrible. We were just defending ourselves, all right? But we'll talk about that another episode.
I thought you meant like enemies, like NPCs, trolls. Like, I'm like, what trolls? Game are you playing?
Trolls!
Trolls in Halo.
The look of disgust on Ryan's face as I was talking, what the fuck are you on about, you fucking peasant? I knew what I meant, Ryan. Okay, so what's next?
What about the silent cartographer, Halo 1?
Yes, that was also a very good level. That's what started with, like, a beach landing, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to storm up into the hills.
Mm-hmm.
It was good because it was one big organic map, but you were sort of led in the right direction by all the stupid Marines. They were, like you say, driving warthogs off cliffs and whatever the hell else it is Marines did on that game.
Died, that's all they did.
Yeah. They weren't the best, were they? They're like the red-shirted ensigns from Star Trek, weren't they? Any thoughts on that level, Stu?
That's when you meet the hunters for the first time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because they're like jobbing about in the clearing, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like a little courtyard thing, and there's two of them there.
And if you're quick, you can get the drop on them and once you one-hit kill them with the starting pistol.
Yeah, it's class. It's a good level, that is. Because you end up going down into the bottom, to get the map, don't you? Is it a map you're after?
Yeah, because it's a cartographer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because it's like a big sort of shaft, isn't it, that you have to go down into?
Yeah.
And there's a door, and on the other side of the glass, there's an elite with a sword just waiting for you, like, oh, crap. Was it an invisible elite as well?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck those guys. It's like invisible pinkies in Doom. You can't get anything worse. So, yeah, that was a very good level. I suppose we could say the library from the original Halo was a good level as well. Or at least a memorable level.
It was a good level. Shit.
It was memorable.
Worst level.
They had to put markers where... on the floor because everyone kept getting lost.
Yeah, it's one of those levels where if you're trying to play back Halo, you get to that level, it's like, man, you know what? I can't be arsed anymore.
Yeah, true. I've played the non-overwhelmingly terrifying bit. I'm done.
I like the level before that one, though. You know, where he landed in the swamp.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all, like, creepy. You have to follow the... follow like some radio signals to where everybody was.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was a good level.
Fucking flued. I hate those guys.
The level directly after that one.
Oh
so,
yeah,
I remember. So you did that one, which was the Guilty Spark, whatever it was called. Then you did the library, and then it was Two Betrayals, where you started off at the end of the assault on the control room map, and you did it backwards. Because yeah. At the end of it, you. I can't remember what the two betrayals were. There was obviously one was Guilty Spark betraying you, and there was another one.
Is it where you punched the captain in the head?
No, that was yeah. Keys. That level was called
his
Keys.
Big spongy head. Ooh, that was horrible.
Yeah, but speaking of Assault on the Control Room, is a really good level.
I think
it's always twin betrayals because it's the same map but backwards.
Yeah, Halo had a lot of good levels. Even the first level, the Pillar of Autumn, was really good.
Yeah.
Running between points and which, trying to hold them off.
Which Halo is it where you have to drive a Warthog through one of the big spaceships that is blowing up?
That's the last level on the first one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all, yeah, but there's also a very similar one on Halo
3.
2 and 3.
But yeah. Yeah, I'd say Halo 1 had a lot of really memorable levels, to be fair.
Yeah. It's out now, isn't it, on the Master Chief Collection on Xbox Game Pass. You can get it. Play it through again.
See, I originally played it on PC because I didn't have an Xbox. I played it a little bit around yours years ago when you had your Xbox. But I remember playing it on PC and even on lower settings, which is what my PC could handle, it looked well good. Like, imagine what it's like on full graphics. Then years later, when you get a more powerful PC, you play it on full graphics, it's like, oh, this looks old.
You know, it still looks ace even today.
What's that?
Crysis.
I'm not surprised, to be fair, yeah. I'm not surprised. That was a hell of a thing, wasn't it?
Crysis 2 looks lovely as well.
Can it run Crysis? That was the question, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was the meme.
Yeah, how good's your PC? Can it run Crysis?
Oh, well,
I
stand up.
I remember when I got a PC that could run Crysis. I like the bit where it went all snowy, and you're like in a tropical island, and it's all covered in snow and ice and that.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
And it was all dead still, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't like that bit, because that's when the aliens show up. I like killing the people, like throwing them through buildings and stuff.
Yeah, the aliens are just like the flood for the Crysis world, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Same with the Crysis 2. That was really good. And then that thingy turned up, didn't it? The aliens turned up like armoured squid people.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they were pretty cool looking. I like the tentacles that were coming out the back of them. Like, ooh, look at these tentacles, before you killed him.
Yeah.
So yeah, fair play. Crysis still looks gorgeous to this day, doesn't it? Never got into Crysis 3 very much. Did you ever play that one, Ryan?
Yeah, I played through it. It was okay.
2 and 3 blend together too much for me to like decide which one's which game, because they're basically the same. They're both in the same area, aren't they?
Yeah.
Crysis 3 was the one where the suit actually decided that you're just... It's where you played as the suit rather than the marine inside the suit.
Yeah, that was different.
Doesn't it liquidate one of the people that's inside it?
Yeah, I've read the book that goes with Crysis 2.
I remember you telling me about the book, right?
The story is that obviously the suit's like its own AI, and it gets to the point where inside it is just, it was a body, but now it's just mush.
Ugh. Do you remember when you found out in one of the chapters that how the suit does poos?
Yeah.
And you went into great detail about how the suit does a poo. And it's like, oh, that's nice to know.
The suit, the person in the suit, yeah. When they put the suit on, a tube goes up the bum.
So they can do a poo.
Yeah, and then a latch just opens.
Yeah, like a bum hatch.
Yeah.
See, it's like TMI to the same level as in the book for Ready Player One, where there's a whole chapter about how he masturbates in the haptic suit.
You bring this up quite a lot.
It's because I hated it. I hated it a lot. Yeah, like, I have. Over like, and over like, again.
Yeah. Like, every episode he brings up masturbating in a haptic suit.
No, it's because I really hated that. I genuinely really hated that chapter. It nearly stopped me reading the book. I was like, what is the fucking point in this? Just get back to the fucking thing about you being a moody video game nerd who's trying to find an Easter egg. I actually prefer the film a lot more. But anyway, for the next level, I'm going to sing you a song. What was that?
It's Wilderness. Golden Axe 1.
Oh, yes. That's a fucking memorable level, isn't it? Remember as you're walking along the bridge at the start, it's like, hang on a minute, is that a giant tortoise's head? Are we just fighting on the giant tortoise's head? And it was so cool.
And you are.
Yeah, and you were. Yeah. To that epic song, you could be a barbarian in blue underpants.
Yeah, can't you jump on those weird like dinosaur things you can ride about on the first level, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And you just go flamethrower those little imp fuck bags that are running around the level.
Yeah.
Or you get those that really shit fucking dinosaur that just spins around.
Yeah, everyone wanted the flamethrower one, didn't they? Why is he pointing the stupid fucking spinny one? That's a waste of fucking time.
Yeah, it's got
time.
A beak and everything. Why is it not using its beak?
Yeah,
it spins around.
Why can't we just beak things in the face? Fucking pricks. Sorry, I got angry again. So, what's next then, guys?
The elevator level on Streets of Rage.
A.K.A. Oh, careful, don't fall off. When you're playing it two-player and you've got your eagle eye on your younger sibling who's maybe not as good and you're trying to keep him from falling off the edge and wasting all your fucking lives. When you call the police, it scrolls down right back to the bottom of the level and you somehow manage to accurately fire a rocket launcher to drop onto the top of the lift.
Playing multiplayer in here. Who's pressed A?
I used to proper have a go at my brother about that. It'd be, fuck's sake, what's pressed A for? Not even at the boss yet. There's like one guy on the screen. One of those ginger blokes with blue denim like clothes on. The worst.
Yeah, then when it cuts back to the actual bit when you're waiting for the missile to land, they're just doing a little dance going back and see like...
Yeah, just two frames of animation. But the worst of it was, the police car that pulled up was normally my fucking police car. Like, never mind, sorry, hit by accident, didn't know it was me, sorry. Fucking stop laughing! You waste your police, man. They end up having a fight and then you never get to finish the game. But there you go. But yeah, that lift level, it's all about how many people you could throw off the end. Well, not really. Like, if it's real life, you just get like a torrent of punks falling from a great height.
It's raining punks.
It's raining punks as they just splatter all over the floor. I always thought the song is Raining Men, it'd be disgusting, wouldn't it? Imagine the mess. There's dead men.
A lot of fucking damage.
Yeah, there's dead men splattered everywhere. I thought it was my unique idea, this, until Jim will paint it, actually drew it, and I was like, shit. It wasn't my idea. Loads of people have thought of this.
What, it's Raining Men?
Just the idea of them all splatting to Earth.
Ah, right.
It's not what I meant. That was the Weather Girls idea. What's this?
All right. What else have we got? Fire a couple more out. What about the high school level, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2?
That was good, because you could listen to that song by Papa Roach while you were doing it.
Yeah.
Blood Brothers. That was well good. Just skating around. That was a really good level. It has a nice balance of things to do as well.
Yeah. You know, else was a good level? I quite like the Canada level.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was on... was that on 3?
No, it was 2, I think.
I don't remember that one.
It was on
much.
One of them, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, definitely one of them. That's for 2-1 where you can make your own characters as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I made the ugliest looking man on mine. He actually looks like a crackhead. I don't know how I managed it.
Mine actually looked like me, so... I have heavy metal hair as well.
Oh, wow. Maybe. Your heavy metal hair?
Yeah, I
do remember your heavy metal hair, actually, Ryan. You got to grow it back.
I was thinking about it. I don't know if I can be asked.
You've been saying this for the last couple of years.
You know how long it takes for hair to grow, Stuart? Huh?
Oh!
It's not just a slider you can choose.
You think if there was a slider, Stu would have used it by now?
No, he hasn't unlocked it.
No, it's just become locked. Yeah. He used to have it. Stu could grow the back and sides of his hair out like a monk.
Or like Trevor off GTA 5. That yeah. Looked well cool. Patreon people, if you get a couple more people at the $5 tier, maybe we can get Stu to do that.
What do it? It's a fucking goal on Patreon.
Yes! Oh, can we do it? Can't we?
You know what's weird? When you play, when you see people playing GTA 5 and it's not my Trevor, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's like your character on Red Dead 2. When I did my review for Red Dead 2 and you sent me a picture of your character to show the customization options, I was like, that's not Arthur Morgan. That's some mad tramp.
Yeah, but when I saw your Arthur Morgan, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Yeah,
my Arthur Morgan's got...
who the fuck is that asshole?
My Arthur Morgan's got a cool Victorian hairdo and a fine moustache. He looks well cool.
Yeah, but Arthur would clearly be a tramp.
No, he wouldn't.
He's like not got a house.
He doesn't need a house. He's a cowpoke.
Yeah, so he'd look like a tramp.
Poke you in a minute. Anyway, single player levels. We've got someone's put in New Hanover from Red Dead 2.
Yeah, me. Because New Hanover's my favourite area.
Was that the starting area?
No, because the starting area is not the snow level.
Yeah,
snow
not,
area.
Yeah, not the prologue. The bit past there. Yeah, that wasn't
where
really
Valentine is.
Yeah, it's like the massive canyon with the bison in it and everything.
Yeah, and it's got like that nice little river. And then, like,
oh, nice little river.
Got a train that goes around it as well.
What, a train? Yeah, you're selling it to
got
me
a little
now.
Train round that goes around the river.
Do you know what I found disappointing?
Yeah, goes over the river, doesn't it?
What I found disappointing was if you ride all the way down to Armadillo at the bottom of the map from Red Dead 1, there's fucking nothing there. There's a plague on, so everyone's just not there. It's like, oh, that's shit. I wanted to go there and, like, cause trouble in Armadillo, and there was nobody about.
Yeah, but there's loads of people in Tumbleweed.
Tumble Roll.
Yeah, Tumble Roll.
Yeah, there's people in Tumble Roll, that's true. But I don't know, it's a bit sad about that. But the rest of the game is... I liked Not New Orleans as well. What's it called? Saint-Denis.
Oh, yeah, Saint-Denis.
Saint-Denis was wicked.
I don't like the bayou around it, though. The bayou is horrible.
No, what I didn't like about Saint-Denis, if you just so much as nudge someone with your horse, the police are fucking all over you. They're trying to shoot you. It's like, it's an accident. I nudged a man on my horse. And they're going fucking trying to shoot me, and then you have to have a massive gunfight to get out of the city, in which you will invariably die because your horse will fall over an apple, or Arthur Morgan will just be a bellend and get shot whilst he's flopping about.
It's mad how there's wild western cowboys in the world, and then a couple of years later, World War One started.
It is weird, isn't it? It's a weird sort of time frame. Definitely.
Yeah, I remember at the end of Red Dead 1. You could get the Colt 1911.
Yes, that's a well good gun.
Amazing handgun. It was like, yeah. And then it just twigged like how close the time frame in the world was.
Yeah, because Red Dead 1 ends in 1911, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then obviously World War One was only, what, 3 years after that?
Yeah.
Then it was only 17 years after the end of that war that World War Two happened. So it all happened really quick, didn't it, really, when you think about it?
Yeah, well, there's cowboys and Indians knocking about while there's samurais in Japan as well.
Yeah, because the height of that era was like the 1500s, I think. So whilst we were living in our own shit and Shakespeare was jobbing about, possibly. He might have been the 1600s, don't quote me on that. They're samurais. It's mad, isn't it? Whilst we're filming this right now, there's probably more advanced people than us or in the world not doing... filming intelligent mechs. Podcasts. Mechs, did you just say?
Yeah.
Yes! Everyone loves mechs. LAPD Future Cop.
I thought he said meth.
Breaking Bad. What else have we got?
There's a few Sonic levels listed here. You got Chemical Plant Zone.
Best music, say no more.
Scrap Brain Zone.
Also very good music. Yeah. And Buzz Saws.
Green Hill Zone, I said that one already. Now, just to be controversial there, I don't like Chemical Plant Zone.
Explain.
It's that stupid bit where you're going really, really fast, then you hit them stupid squares that go round each other. Like,
oh,
you
get squashed really easily.
You get squashed really easily, yeah. And then it goes, the water rises. And then if you mess up running, because Sonic goes fast, if you mess up running over this bit,
fast.
Yeah, if you mess up on that bit where the platforms turn upside down, you fall down into the pink water again, and you've got to go back up them squares that go round each other. Again, but this time you're drowning.
I'll give you that. That bit was a pain in the cunt.
It's a pain in the ass.
But the rest of the level was good. Oh, and the boss, to be fair.
But then when
if you
go
had
around,
with you.
Yeah, you go around that little bit. You go a bit further. And then you're at level 2 or whatever. Before you know it, you're at the shitty boss. It's like, oh.
If you have
Chemical Plant Zone.
If you have Ryan's mate, Tails, with you. you can die very easily on the boss because you will jump to hit it, but if Tails does it at the same time, Tails hits him, Dr. Robotnik becomes temporarily invulnerable, so you just pass through him and die in the water. Yeah. It's like, fuck's sake, Tails. What a prick.
I'm surprised Ryan's not mentioned it yet.
Go on, Ryan.
What?
Say it.
Tails? Foxes don't have two tails, do they?
Hashtag.
Foxes don't have two tails. He's got a fox tail bum plug
in. Come
on,
that's enough, come on, that's enough now. Get him off the stage, get him off the stage. He's fucking gone. All right, at this point, I think it's time for Ryan to calm down a bit.
Chemical plant zone's not that good.
Thoughts to finish on. Now we're going to move to something else, which is where we pass the podcast over to our wonderful listeners. What's it time for, Ryan?
What people responses?
Say it again.
You say it.
What people responses? I thought it was you that said that bit.
Yeah, but you can say it this time, can't you?
I said it last time. All right, so let's have a look what the people of the internet, our glorious listeners, have got for us this week. Do you want me to start, or do you want me to read it, or do you want to take it?
Power through, yeah.
Okay, so first of all, it's our good friend Dave Cooper at Deluxe_Man on the Twitters. And he said, Hog Wild on Crash 1 was so different from anything I'd ever seen before. That was great fun. Obviously Green Hill Zone from Sonic 1 as well. Well, of course, Green Hill Zone, we've covered that. Iconic. Hog Wild, I didn't really play that much Crash 1 compared to you guys. Talk me through it.
If you can get it right, it's really good. But it can properly rinse your lives as well.
Ah, okay.
You have to like try and time your jumps perfectly and like know which way to go when those blokes with the shields are going to like jump left or jump right.
Oh, I remember those blokes with shields. They were a pain in the ass.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to get the perfect as well and you have to get all the boxes. If you miss one, you have to like kill yourself.
Yeah.
And start again.
Yeah, that sounds like a pain in the proverbial. I couldn't be doing with that. But I guess it is iconic, isn't it? It's a level I hear, I do hear mentioned a lot. Next up is our good friends from Telford. Here's, of course, Game Telford, at Game Telford. And this is Shenmue, just because it has a game store. And he sent a little video, which, of course, they're famous for doing over at Game Telford, where it's got Ryo looking for sailors. And then, of course, Steve from Game Telford is dressed as a sailor, isn't he? When he goes into the game, there he is. Look. Hey, so that's good. Yeah. I can't argue with that. It does have a store called Game, so fair enough. Other than that, it's just a confusing town. You have to walk around asking, have you seen Sailors? A lot. So
looking for some sailor boys, is he?
Have you seen thick boys?
Have you seen any thick boys? Yes, they were here yesterday, clapping their asses. That's how it could go.
You've also missed one off. Item Shop DX has replied at the very top.
Oh, of course.
And he says, yes. Randomly, under the bridge where an old man sings a wistful song in Pokemon Black, the seaside resort in Earthbound, space station in Quake Live, the bars in L.A. Noir, the floating city of Mercenary, Star Road in SMW.
Yeah, SMW.
I don't know.
Let me have a Google, see what comes up.
Super Mario World.
Oh, well done. Yes, well done, Stu. Well done.
I was thinking of Smack My Willy.
Smack My Willy!
Star Road is Smack My Willy.
Icon Shop DX.
7-Eleven in Thimbleweed Park. Too many to mention. Well, Smack My Willy.
One thing I will say about our friend Item Shop DX is he's done some quite good little images with our logo on, hasn't he? That really sums up our brand.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he? Yeah.
They're on Twitter.
Yeah, we found a pair of jeans that somebody'd shit themselves in.
He knows us so well.
Yeah, someone actually shouted on it.
So many thanks for those. That was a good bit of a fan. This could be our first fan made content.
Yeah, forget fan art, just stick our logo next to some shitty pants.
Yeah, it's the same thing, isn't it?
So KAG podcast, or Cross Atlantic Gaming podcast. It says the airport level in Call of Duty Modern Warfare original. As in Modern Warfare 2, I guess. Or is he talking multiplayer there?
The airport level,
there's a couple.
Does he mean no Russian? Oh, it could just mean the multiplayer level, that's true. Which is fine, multiplayer levels are also legit. We should be
The last level in Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Is that the one you played, Stu?
Yeah, but I'm not that far into it.
And the interrogation scene in the new Modern Warfare game gave him chills.
Ooh, go on, Stu, tell us about that.
So, I don't know, it's a bit spoilery, but there's this bloke you're chasing down through like the whole game because he's got some chemical warfare thing or something. And you capture him, but you also capture his wife and kid.
Oh, okay.
And you get given a pistol with three bullets in.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the player has to decide who's getting shot.
Fucking hell. That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Could just like shoot like the kid three times.
Ryan?
I suppose so, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Ryan's getting really dark this episode. I'm a bit worried about it.
What was up with him?
I'll just shoot the kid three times. Okay, Ryan. Fucking hell. I don't think he's taking his medication.
Yeah, so you have to like pull a hammer back and stuff and like try and get this guy to talk by like pointing a pistol at his wife and kid.
Okay, now that sounds really dark. Sounds like an episode of 24. No, on 24, like, they got told off for like almost fetishizing torture. Every series, there'd be a bit where Jack Bauer would say, "I don't want to do this, but you're leaving me no choice." And then he'd like batter someone's wife or something. It was savage. It's like, come on now, this is getting a bit of glory, a bit kind of a torture porny. We always said he didn't want to do it, but they left him no choice. It was your fault, everyone.
You'd love to be tortured by Jack Bauer, wouldn't you?
I would have done 10 years ago, but I don't know. I can't watch it anymore. It's just so America when you watch it back now. It's like, nah.
America, fuck yeah.
And that's what it is. I can't watch it anymore. It's like, The bubble burst for me with 24, unfortunately.
Anyway, Toonami Hub. They says, easy. Ghostbusters, Xbox 360. The Civil War Room. We played that one on repeat.
Now, that GIF looks great fun, to be fair.
It's a really good game if you've not played it. You can pick up cheap as chips.
Does it play
it's
like
been remastered as well?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does it play like a third person shooter? Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's you play the fifth Ghostbuster.
Oh, that's good then. Is it based on the film or is it based on the cartoon?
It was written by Dan Aykroyd and
it's Ghostbusters 3 film.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, they wrote it as a third film.
Yeah. Okay. Now this next one. Also from Toonami Hub. What's their at? What's their handle? Anime with RJ is their handle on Twitter. I remember playing this level, which they're saying. City Escape from Sonic Adventure 2. The level was fun and the song is unforgettable. There certainly is a song and it's certainly unforgettable. It's the most 90s cheese you'll ever hear. But the best bit of it is that the level starts with the photorealistic Hind D helicopter flying over. And then Sonic bursts out of it, like this blue cartoon idiot hedgehog bursts out of a Hind D.
Why is it a Hind D?
And that was the start of the Metal Gear Solid Sonic crossover that never happened.
Is he on a snowboard there, sorry?
No, he's on the door panel of the Hind, I think, which he's using as a snowboard to go down San Francisco-style hills.
Oh, right, okay, that makes no sense.
Yeah,
next, moving on swiftly, got Grief Burrito. They said there's one level in Quake 1 for the 64, for the N64, what's that?
I think it was a console.
Oh, right. which had really low gravity around this big pyramid, and it was amazing to experience that for the first time. It was my first game to have anything like that, and I was like, I'm a spaceman, bring me demons. What he said.
I can actually hear him saying that in his voice as well, yeah. It fits him quite well, that statement. Yeah. I didn't play much N64. I ever played a game where you're a robot with saw blades for arms and there's a lizard with a big mouth. And I played a bit of Mario 64, and that's all I ever played on N64. True story.
I remember playing Pilot Wings on it and flying around in the gyrocopter thing, like the fuck it was called. And this big red, like, dick monster came out of a lake at me.
Dick
it didn't
monster.
Come out of a lake. it, like, rose its head out of a lake.
Oh,
it didn't come at me.
Rose its head out of it, spat on you.
Photorealistic graphics.
Everything else is cartoony responses. Apart from really, like, veiny dick.
What are their responses to?
We've got GOGP, who's back, by the way.
Oh, is he Ghost back?
Game Past is back. Yeah, listen to his latest episode talking about his self-isolation and stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It says the giant world in Mario 3 was so magical when I was a little innocent child. It was like some mythical place with endless discovery. Yeah, there you go.
You can't really argue that, can you?
We talked about Hogwild, Dave Cooper. The Eye of the Tiger level in Rayman Legends. That's from WT Famicom, even.
Oh, yeah. Friend of the show.
Waffling Tailors. The Waffling Tailors. Like, for chill out, to Fisherman's Horizon in Final Fantasy VIII.
Yes, I like Fisherman's Horizon. That's cool.
Yeah. For Freakiness, the playrooms from Shadow Man.
Not played that.
And for Controller Destroying Anger, the damn section of Teenage Mutant Teenage Turtles.
Hey, early episode throwback, Ryan.
It was, yeah.
We all know what they get up to, don't we?
Teenage Mutant Turtles.
No, that's a classic. So, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good shout, yeah, from the Sport and Screen podcast. They said all gillied up for Modern Warfare. That one where you're in Chernobyl. That's a good level. And you have to snap that guy's face off. And even if you're 100% accurate, his arm always falls off anyway.
Yeah, like his arm was set to blow.
But you can actually shoot Makarov there, can't you? Because he pulls up in the van.
Oh, yeah,
he's
does,
there,
isn't
he? Yeah,
you get mission there. Failed if you shoot him. Because that's not the mission. You're meant to shoot the other dude, weren't you?
I know, yeah, but he's there, isn't he? All along.
You could have just stopped everything.
Yeah.
All hands on deck at All Hands on D.
I haven't finished with the Sport and Screen podcast yet.
Oh, you've got no. Oh, God, carry
on. Yeah, they said the giraffe scene from TLOU, whatever that is.
The Last of Us.
Oh, right. I don't know what the giraffe scene is.
It's when they go through a knackered city at the end and they find some giraffes.
Oh, right.
And it's like, oh, wow, giraffes. And that bit was pretty cool.
Atom or first emerging from the vault from Fallout 3.
Yeah, that was quite good, I suppose, wasn't it? When you get the sun glare in your face and then you can see the wreckage for the first time.
Yeah, coming out of and that Vault 101.
That little robot fella comes past you just playing the news. Just got to The Last of Us for a second. I don't want to cause a stir here, guys, but does anyone else think The Last of Us is overrated?
Yeah.
I would say it's a bad game. It's good. It's good, but...
It's just a stealth 'em up third-person... cover-based shooter thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't get why everyone gets so hyped up about it. It's good. I'm not saying it's bad. Please don't unsubscribe and hate us, but I just don't think it's, you know, Billy Big Bollocks like everyone says it is. Send me peace there. This podcast will never succeed now I've said that, but carry on.
The Nostalgic Dad @dad_nostalgic says cause and effect from Titanfall 2, which was the level where you can have the ability to jump between one timeline and another.
Yep, which is the one which we briefly discussed this very episode.
Yeah. Which is essentially, they stole the ideas from Dishonored 2.
just saying,
yeah. And that was... But yeah, I think that's really good anyway. You know, if then they do decent transitioning between, like, it's basically two identical maps, but with different things in it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you can just jump between them.
It's just clever and subtle. Yeah. There's a bit on the Titanfall one where you're fighting a room of soldiers in the past, and if you jump back to the present, there's a room full of, like, animals, scary alien monsters, and you have to just change your tactics as you go back and forth to fight them. It's very clever. Well, I like this one. Yemi at Yemi the Ferret's put a fantastic one on there. Mass Effect 2 has a lot of cool areas, but I love the design of Omega, a city and an asteroid. Also Asari strippers. Fair enough. Have we ever talked about BioWare nightclubs on this podcast, guys?
No, but the dancing's something else, isn't it?
The nightclubs are something else. There's no atmosphere.
Especially if you get to the bit where you're dancing with Garrus. That's pretty special.
I can imagine. I never got that to me. I've seen that bit myself, but it's pretty good. Yeah.
Go on.
Surprised you had time with all that calibrating.
It's like ballroom dancing that they do with it's great. And,
like the end of True Lies.
Yeah, basically. And Garrus is the lead, so it's a bit where he does the lead down or whatever, and it's fucking Shepherd in it that goes backwards. Basically, it's amazing. You should watch it. It's also very cringy.
Oh, it sounds amazing. Did Dad Shepherd ever do that?
Yeah, of course he did.
Of course he did.
Dancing with everybody.
But no one dared laugh at him because he'd just kick him out with an airlock or something. What are you laughing at? Boom, straight out of the airlock.
Speaking of Mass Effect 2, all hands on deck, at all hands on D on Twitter.
Yeah, all
also,
hands on D.
LJ Frost said pretty much any sex scene or flirt scene, BioWare games, if they count, because they count as gameplay, because I have to actively court these characters.
We have got some thirsty
listeners.
Them,
don't you? You have to seduce them all just to watch the awkward clothes on sex scenes.
Some exactly, yeah. Very thirsty listeners. So I would say
Garrus is a favourite.
Well, of course, everyone wants to romance Garrus, don't they? Or if it's in Dragon Age, the Iron Bull fella.
Iron Bull.
They all wanted a bit of him, didn't they? He was like that game's version of Garrus. We've also got Chimpsky, who I think might be a real chimpanzee. They are at _Chimpsky on Twitter, of course. And they said, oh man, so many. But just playing again currently, GTA 5. San Andreas at night in a helicopter is cool AF. Which, yeah, I'd agree with. It's a really beautiful city, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really well made, isn't it?
Yeah, GTA 5
GTA
is
5.
A really good game in general.
Yeah, it feels like an actual city, doesn't it? Like, bustling, busy city. People have got things to do.
I think I preferred Red Dead 2 on merit of it was a bit, it took itself a bit more seriously. And there was less memes. But I still like really enjoy GTA 5 as well. Who else have we got? Who haven't we said yet?
I've got All Hands on Deck as well, All Hands on D. So there's part of Dragon Age Inquisition where the Inquisitor storms the antagonist's castle while a dragon's darkspawn dragon is fucking everyone's lives.
Oh, I remember that bit.
Playing the level is fun because the narrative is so exciting and practically tangible. I never liked Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah, I got...
Played like an MMO, but it wasn't an MMO. It was just weird.
I say it's the one I probably got the furthest on, ironically. I don't even like MMOs. So don't ask me how, but... Yeah, it was alright for a bit. I just ran out of steam on it. I was like, eh, can't be bothered anymore. But fair enough, yeah. That sounds like a pretty cool level. Andy Endine, I think I've said that right, at Andy Endine on Twitter, says the music levels in Rayman Legends are so brilliant. That's Rayman Stew, everyone's favourite bean with a bumhole.
Floating helmet.
My favourite amongst them is probably Mariachi Madness, The Eye of the Tiger. Is that a mariachi version of the song Eye of the Tiger? Because that sounds fantastique, and I would definitely listen to that. Who else have we got, Stew, if we missed anyone?
J-Bob D. Boodles.
Ah, yes. Of course, J-Bob D. Boodles on Twitter. Why not?
Yeah, he was saying he was dreaming about playing Driver.
The original game?
Yeah, so like San Francisco and Miami and Driver.
Yeah, that was good, that was.
Yeah, that game was pretty... I remember that. I could never get past the tutorial, but the game itself was cool once you got past it.
I just like making the films.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Did we say Super Sleepy Gamer's Choice? I don't think we did we?
Nope.
S Sleepy Gamer, not SS Leapy Gamer, he's not that kind of guy. But two areas come to mind, Balam Garden from Final Fantasy VIII and the chapel in Castlevania Symphony of the Night. I said that kind of guy. Super Sleepy Gamer could be a girl. I shouldn't assume these things. But Super Sleepy Gamer, whoever they are, two very good choices. Balam Garden was very nice. It had nice, relaxing music. There's a bit in the game where it turned into a sort of flying building instead of just a building.
Oh, right.
Like that big halo thing around the top of it, like, somehow stretched around it, went to the bottom, and became like a weird helicopter disc thing, and it flew away.
Oh, right. Nice.
Yeah. Final Fantasy, isn't it? It's what happens in Final Fantasy games. Things get weird. Have we covered everything there, do we think, guys?
No, one more. Game Tripper UK.
Oh, of course.
Into the Abyss / Effect from Cause from Titanfall 2.
Yep, I think we've discussed both of on this episode now, haven't we?
I think so, yeah. Beat Block Sky Away from Super Mario 3D World.
Not played that one, but it sounds interesting.
Backstage area in SmackDown 2.
Yeah, of course.
God, I used to be ASAP, but he's throwing people around, like, into cars and stuff.
Yeah, going and flexing in the car park.
Yeah. School 2 from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Yep.
And recently, Clean House from Modern Warfare. That's a really good one as well. You can kill a baby in that level if you wanted to.
What the fuck? Why has Call of Duty got so edgy?
You have to basically do a night raid on a house in suburban London. And you have to do room clearances all the way up this townhouse. Yeah. It's like four levels or something. And you have to obviously only kill the people that have got guns. But there's one room you can burst into and a mother runs at you screaming and there's a little baby in a cot. So you can shoot the baby if you wanted to, but you fail a level. But
what kind of psycho shoots a baby? Ryan, that's who.
No, I didn't shoot the baby, no.
No, just the...
You tried it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, just the boy three times. The baby's off, the baby's sound. No,
I went for the melee against the baby.
Fucking hell.
Pistol whipped it. Yeah.
The baby's
same ammo.
You worry me, Ryan. You really worry me.
Press A to headbutt child.
Right, that's enough from you now. Shush. You've gone too far this time, Ryan. Too far.
I always wondered where that meme came from about the shooting the baby in the Modern Warfare, but if I'm honest, I didn't even notice the baby crying in the car. I just shot the mum.
Fucking hell. You need help, you do.
She come at me with a gun, didn't she? In the leg.
Oh, that's all right then. That's all
fucking
right.
Hell.
You only maimed her for life. You didn't kill her.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say something then. Oh, my favourite Call of Duty meme was press F to pay respects. That one was well fun.
Still going, that is.
Yeah, because it was ridiculous. This is like the level of interactivity with Call of Duty had for a while. That was the one with Kevin Spacey in it, wasn't it?
Yeah,
unfortunate
so.
Choice of casting.
No, they didn't know he was a nonsense that way. Did
they know he was a monster?
You say a monster or a nonce?
That's a nonster.
Won't be the first time Shark Select has accused people of being a nonce, but there you go. Didn't we accuse Sonic of being a nonce? But
yeah, because of Tails.
That's as low as we get, really, isn't it? Shark Select, we keep a pretty low standard. So next up, it's time for Ryan's favourite part of the podcast. We're going to go upstairs. Well, we're going to cut to the wizards in a completely different scene and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Side wipe.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes stands the Wizard's Tower. Deep within this dank and uninviting place works Shard Select.
Hello.
Overworked employees of the Wizards upstairs.
Stuart, milk me.
But that's nothing compared to horrors that lurk beneath the trash door. Because there's always shit games down there. In the dark. Waiting to come out.
Oh, hello. It's I, Master Fenrig. Head wizard at the Wizard's Tower, as I'm the one that does the paperwork. I'm joined by Master Cumrag.
Hello, I am a Cumrag.
And Master Wizard One.
It's just Master Wizard, it don't be the One anymore.
Oh, that's right, we had a naming crisis a short while ago. Sareth. Okay, very good. Well, as you know, here in the Wizard's Tower, we like to review games and put them on our tiering system. So, to do this, shall we convert to the voices of those idiots downstairs for no reason?
Ah, that's better. Talking their voice makes it more legit somehow, doesn't it?
It's just easier, I guess. Yeah.
No, that's better.
What happened there?
I did the wrong spell.
Oh, fuck! Well, careful doing that. Right, okay, so who wants to review the first game today?
I forgot about this one.
Which is not a good game. Stu, do you want to go first?
Just stalling for time while I think of a game. Oh, I know. Train Sim World.
Alright, tell us all about Train Sim World.
I've got one as well.
You have to drive a train on various different tracks from around the world.
When you say sim, tell us about the level of simness.
Well, you have to fire the train up, you have to put the master key in, then you have to set the reverser to forward, then you have to put the brakes on, and then you have to charge the brakes, like build up some pressure in them, and then you can release the brakes and then give a little bit of forwardness, and then off you go.
I mean, for anyone that knows you, they would know that this is practically porn for you.
Yeah, and you have to put keys into the door unlocks, and you can press. You have to get up out of your seat, unlock the doors, and get back in your seat.
Yeah, that sounds. This sounds fun.
Get ready to go.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, what sort of? What's how big are the maps? Do you just get the UK? Or is the do you get the world? What do you get?
There's the Transpennine map, which is like Manchester to Leeds route through the Pennines. That's set in the 80s, so it's like big dirty diesel trains.
Oh, nice. So it's got specific time settings.
Yeah. Then there's the Reading to London one. I can't remember what that's called. What that thing's called. But that's where you can drive the like the high-speed passenger trains. There's the Long Island Railroad, whatever the fuck it's called.
That's a Morican.
You can drive the underground trains.
No, that sounds good. Is there a mission where you can drive a really, really old steam train?
No.
Ah, oh, must be expansion pack stuff there.
Probably.
Who developed it?
I don't know. No idea.
Do you want to have a look?
Yeah, one sec.
To be fair, this is still better than Danny's Apex Legends review, which Ryan did for him.
I know, yeah.
Would you say it's good?
Yeah. Dovetail Games.
Dovetail Games. So there we go. So it sounds to me like we said earlier, in the drip tray. If you want to join Patreon, you can listen to that. By the way, it sounds like a train version of Flight Simulator.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
It's exactly what you expect a train sim to be.
Trains in vast details.
Yeah.
So I guess on that point, I've got one more question to ask you, Stu. Where are you putting it on the board?
Meh.
Oh. That's a bit of an anticlimax after he's been talking it up for ages. Oh, meh. So, it's not that good, really. So, talk us through meh. You surprised me there. You sounded like you're quite happy with it.
Yeah, but it's not a game you can just jump into for a quick go. You have to be ready to commit like at least an hour to it, depending on what mission you've got to do on it.
Yeah, you have to.
Or what journey you've got to do.
You maybe have to be seriously into your trains to qualify.
Yeah, you can't just do a quick. You can't just quick. Pick it up and have a quick go on it.
Yeah, fair enough. So you're happy with meh for that one, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it
and
called?
The graphics aren't amazing on it, which is quite disappointing.
What's it called against you?
Train Sim World.
Train Sim World. Fair enough. Ryan, do you want me to go next or do you want to go next?
No, I can go.
Go on then.
So I'm going to take you back in time all the way to 2016.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
I know, yeah.
Woo. Those dark days.
By an indie developer known as Linceworks. L-I-N-C-E, yeah, Linceworks.
Yep.
They brought out a lovely little game called Origami.
Origami.
Wasn't this mentioned on a very early episode?
It was, yeah.
Tell me about it.
So it's a third-person stealth game where you play as an undead assassin with the power to control the shadows.
Sounds good.
So you can teleport to shadows, like become invisible, materialize weapons, or summon shadow dragons.
Sweet.
To take people to the shadow world, just make the bodies disappear and stuff.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's basically like a current gen Tenchu.
Yeah.
It is good, but what makes it difficult is when you get spotted, if you don't kill them straight away, you're basically, because you're a shadow, they'll hit you with their swords that's made of light, and so you'll just die.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
And you have to just reload the last checkpoint.
It sounds pretty good, though. I mean, where would you put it on the board?
I'll probably put it in... What have we got? I'll stick it in OK, I think.
Yeah? Well, that's pretty fair, isn't it? Now, for my game...
So you tried to cut me up very quickly there.
Carry on, sorry,
yeah,
Ryan.
Didn't it?
I apologise. Carry on, Ryan.
It's like, yeah, talking about my game. Where are you going to put it on the board? Right,
Ryan,
the game.
No, it's all right.
Go on, let's see your game.
Keep on going.
No, too late now.
Don't be sulking.
I'm going to sulk, yeah.
I'll let you melee attack a baby.
I was going to talk a bit more about Origami. Though.
Right, go.
No,
go
it's
on.
All right.
It's yours.
I had a funny punchline, but it's
take the
it
stage.
Now by
take the stage,
pushing,
Ryan.
Pushing
this
ahead.
Is your time.
No.
I'm not going to carry on until you've talked about Origami.
Right, okay,
so
then.
You want to.
So I've been Shark Select Ryan. Yeah, I'm just going to sign out then if you don't want to do your game.
Oh, God. He's hard working, isn't he? Honestly,
Push in next time.
I apologise and I gave you the stage back,
no,
Ryan.
Fuck off now. I don't want you.
Honestly.
Apologies.
Honestly.
Second place.
Honestly, since Ryan's surprise game, the best part of the podcast, he's become a real diva. Can't control him. He's like John Collins, isn't he? Are you sure you don't want to do it, Ryan? I'd be happy. I want you to continue.
No, it's too late now. You obviously didn't want me to continue.
I did. I thought you were done.
How could I be done if halfway through my sentence you went, wait, you're going to put it on the board?
I didn't.
Right, so my game is.
I didn't hear you say a sentence. I'm sorry.
Fucking dick.
Jump back in and go on.
No.
This is your time.
Don't want it now. Carry on. Just fucking sign out or do your game, whatever.
God almighty. Really touched a nerve. Okay. My game then. I feel bad doing this though. I feel quite guilty.
Feel dirty.
I feel dirty, yeah.
So next time we're gonna are you not finished?
No, carry on. Oh dear. Right, okay. What would you guys say if I said singing pipes? Bullshit. It's a good old Metro 2033 for me. I think specifically I'm gonna go for its best version, which is the Redux, which came out in 2014. Can you believe that, by the way? 6 years that Redux has been out for. It's a game about a Russian fella called Artyom in the post-apocalyptic future, where everyone lives in...
He squeals.
What?
He squeals.
Yeah, well...
No, it's not him that squeals, it's everyone else.
Yeah, other people that are supposed to be whistling actually sound like they're going, ah! Because they're effort. So stop doing that. But yeah, you have to get from one side of the metro to the other to warn people about some scary mutants called the Dark Ones. And of course, things do happen. It's a first-person shooter. It's got like stealth sections and action sections and outdoorsy sections where you've got a gas mask on and you have to try and survive. And it was really good. It had a really good story and comedy voice acting is the best way to describe it. Like, it wasn't always the best voice acting, but it was always funny. Special points go to Bourbon, the trader that you join up with for one level, because he has this fucking weirdest dialogue. I call them bitches. But yeah, it's just a really good immersive game, wasn't it? Like, if you've got a hit to the face.
Where are you going
to
put it on the board?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Ryan. I'm going to put it in Shart. Because I've played it about 100 times and it's still awesome. So there we go. Uh-huh. Okay, let's revert back to our voices. Oh, Master Wizard 1, that was a really good impression of Sulky Ryan. It was fantastic. So, how are we leaving the tower today, compadres?
I'm gonna do it the from what's it called? From the Matrix Revolutions.
Oh,
all Reloaded. I'm gonna jump out the window backwards, shooting an Uzi at an agent as he jumps down with a Desert Eagle.
I like it. Go ahead.
Does anybody want to be the agent, or should I just get some
random
guys to do it?
I'll just summon one. Hang on.
There you go.
Hello there, Mr. Anderson.
And then I'll just run out this window. Then, you know.
That happened.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Master Gumrag, how will you be leaving the tower today?
I'm going to fast rope out of the window.
Go. I had a one-night stand with Mary Poppins and stole her umbrella. Lols. See you later, fools. Oh, fuck, it's the wrong umbrella. No, dummy thick man, leave me alone.
Well, thanks, wizards. That was weird. Okay. I don't know why they keep reviewing games for us, but they seem to enjoy it.
Why did they jump out of the tower after they've reviewed everything?
I don't know. It's very self-defeating. Look at them trudging back up the stairs. There's not really much point in it, is it? Why don't they use the lift?
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, you cunts.
Miserable old bastards.
It's not our fault they jump out the window.
Yeah, we defend that tower for them week after week. It looks like a dick.
Fuck you.
Okay, right. There you go, done. So, for our final part of the episode, we're going to sneak into the wizard's study. And it's time for the new part of the podcast where one of us reviews a thing what we have experienced in this week or in the past that we want to do a little bit more of an in-depth review on. It doesn't have to be a video game, because that's how we roll. And this week, I think it's going to be Ryan's turn.
Is it?
Go on. What are you thinking, Ryan?
What do you want me to in-depth review? How much pain in the ass moving house is?
I haven't done
anything.
Have you watched any good films lately that you might want to talk about?
No, but I could do a weekly recommend for you.
Yeah, go on.
All right. So I recommend you check out this free-to-play game called Double Action Boogaloo.
Go on.
Yeah, just check it out. It's on Steam. It's free. It's not pay to win. And basically, the tagline is a free stylish multiplayer game about diving, flipping, and sliding your way into action movie mayhem.
Okay, this sounds good.
So it's multiplayer. It's basically multiplayer Max Payne, where like you've all got bullet time and you can run up walls and do like flips and that.
I spent half the game just running up walls. I'll never actually get anything done.
Yeah,
I was expecting you to say it was like Rico.
Oh, I remember Rico.
What's Rico?
It was that game which we tried to do a Twitch video of, where you do room clearances.
Oh, right.
That's basically it. But the rooms are all the rooms that you open a door are all like procedurally generated, so they don't make any sense.
Yeah, like there's a toilet and a sofa. It's like, what the fuck's this room? Yeah, that was really strange. So have you played this one? How much have you played of this one there, Ray?
I haven't played it long enough to give it a review in the Wizard's Tower. I've only done an hour or so on it. It's mainly just multiplayer. I think it's made in the Steam engine. Yeah.
It sounds quite good.
Yeah. So it's, check it out, Stu. Check it out.
Yeah, would you play it, Stu?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you two should have a game and see who wins.
It's just like bullet time and like that. And you choose your gun loadout and stuff. You get more points if I'm trying to remember correctly, you get more points the more stylish the kill is.
Ah.
So if you do like sliding backflip and then headshot someone, you get more points than just running around with a machine gun.
It sounds like Bulletstorm in that respect. Flashy kills get you more points and stuff.
Yeah. So then I think if they've got bullet time, they run around at like twice the speed because they're going slow, and but to them you're going slow because they're in bullet time.
Yeah, that really works. So
it's dead weird.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
So that's a different twist on the Wizard Study. That's Ryan's recommendos.
Yeah.
I like it.
Only because I recommend this at the end of the podcast anyway, but if you forced me to do it in the study, then I'll do it there now instead.
We will say, though, obviously, this wasn't the sponsored preview. This was
just
Ryan's found it and likes it.
We're not getting any Ryan's for it for us.
No, I'm out of time. I'm trying to sort my house out to move.
He's trying to build his new lab in his new house.
Yeah.
Need to move it all in, don't you? Like bubbling potion bottles and Bunsen burners and things. And once it's set up, then we can introduce more Ryans for the podcast. With Professor Ryans.
Yeah.
Okay, in those cases, I believe we have wrapped out the episode. We're not wrapped it out. That'd be awesome if we did a rap. Can we do a rap?
Go on, man.
No, next episode, I need to write the lyrics.
Oh.
I can't freestyle like Eminem. I'm not that good. Tell you who is good at freestyling things quickly. It's Ryan with the outros.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, hit us with a sick beat, Ryan.
You're going to lay down a beat? That's a shit beat, but never mind.
Fuck off. That was an awesome beat. You guys have no taste.
So, I'm Ryan. You can find me on Twitter at ShotSelectRyan. Next to me is Craig, a.k.a. Winstolf. You can find him on Twitter at Winstolf. I presume it's still with an O because he's not changed it to a zero.
Yeah, that's right.
Yet.
Yeah, you got it.
Or you can find him at his stuff on www.winstolfportal.blog with a zero, not an O, or an O, not a zero, depending if it's on Twitter or not. If you want to get all the Stew, he's in charge of the app Shark Select on Twitter, which is us, of course, Shark Select. You can also find us on www.patreon.com/Shark Select.
Yeah!
Yeah, bye.
Thank you for joining us. Now we have to go and keep Ryan away from beating any babies to death.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about him. Stew?
Dick.
Wow. At that point, I'm going to stop recording. You ready?
Yep.